I'll just check in tonight, Saturday night. And at the moment, it's about 9:30. And I'm cleaning out the closet with a vengeance. Normally I take pictures of old things before I throw them out or donate them to the Salvation Army, but tonight I'm just getting rid of crap. My goal is to free up a whole shelf. Found some stuff I forgot was back here, including a bag full of pictures that I printed out. It's 4x6 pictures of mine that I could probably stuff into a photo album if I could find one that has that size. It looks like over 100 pictures, which I don't remember printing. So they must have been back there for a while. Got a lot of light bulbs that I forgot were here. I just threw away a couple of those cheap-ass push-to-light light bulb thingies that they sell at the Home Depot. Those things are a crock. I forgot they use 4 batteries, and that just ends up being such a waste. I found the keyboard that came with the giant Windows tablet, and which stopped working soon after I got it. And I hated that keyboard anyway, so not even sure why I still have it, except I guess I might want to keep it around if I ever try to sell that thing, which I probably won't. There's some old cameras that don't work and aren't worth the trouble of selling, and I'm taking most of my stuff off of eBay anyway. At least the records and the little stuff that wouldn't get more than 40 or 50 bucks. It's a bunch of lenses and a lot of paper. I could stand to start printing stuff on this paper, but printers give me fucking coronaries. What I'm really looking for is my old rubber stamp kit. It's not even that old. I think I bought it a year and a half ago, and then it just disappeared. Don't know what happened to it. And I'm also digitizing an LP record set that I'm certain I never listened to, but always wanted to. Delius, The Mass of Life. It's a 2-LP set. And pretty sure it was actually never played once in its entire existence. Because I guess I pilfered it from the radio station I worked at in college. Well, maybe not. There's no radio station writing on it like there would be. So I probably got it at a library sale or something. I like Delius. He's ballsy, but he's not too overbearing. I got rid of a piece of shit keyboard that I bought, backlit with giant letters on it, and the thing never fucking worked. And I could have returned it, but by the time I thought about doing it, the warranty period had long expired, and I didn't really care enough to go through all that. But I typed a funny message to the makers of the keyboard, typing it on the keyboard to illustrate that it was skipping letters and repeating some letters and just making anything that I was trying to type almost unintelligible. And I explained somewhere in there that I went back only so much to edit only so much as to make it readable so they could understand what the fuck I was trying to say. And they wrote back and said, "Sounds like you have a defective unit. Please return." And I don't have time for that shit. But I also don't have time to leave bad reviews or be an asshole about it. I have a lot of light bulbs in here. The small sort of Art Deco-y light bulbs all seem to have... there's like three or four packages of them with one or two light bulbs left in them. I guess I could put them all in one package or two and throw away a bit of cardboard, and that would save maybe an eighth of a square inch of closet space. And there's these old cameras that I could just put into storage. The Coolpix 990, the Coolpix 8800, the Coolpix 5700, the Sony HX50, the Samsung W850. The Coolpixes, I think, all work, but those point-and-shoots gave out on me a long time ago. But they're not worth selling, I mean, for the trouble you'd go to. And they're not in good shape to be sold anyway. For a long time, I wanted to use the 8800 as a webcam, because I thought an 8-megapixel webcam would be pretty sharp, but I could never find a way to do it. There was never, obviously the warranty is void, or ran out a long time ago, so that doesn't matter. Might try looking into it again someday, but I'm kind of out of interest, lost my interest in that sort of thing. What else is in here? There's a bunch of tools. There's the game pieces for that giant tablet, which proved to be a lot of malarkey. But I've made some progress here. I've gotten rid of some big empty boxes and thrown away some gadgets. I just threw away a pedometer, which was quite the gadget back in the day. You would wear it on your belt or somewhere, and it would clock how far you had walked and do all that stuff that smartphones and GPS devices do today. And somebody bought it for me because they wanted to see how far I really walked. But then we stopped being friends as soon as she sent it to me. So I don't think I ever actually used it, now that I think about it.